And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Friends, this is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to reveal to you the character, or lack thereof, of the men and women who rule over us, who rule the United States of America, and indeed the whole world. And I want to tell you right now that in doing this program, it's a real danger, you might say, to Power of Prophecy Ministries and our radio program, because in fact we have been threatened over and over that if we discuss this subject with you, that we will be targeted for, well, let's just put a boatload of hate. We have had people in the past that have threatened us, that have phoned us and said, we will be your worst nightmare, Tex Mars. We've had people that threaten to burn down our building, and on and on and on. We've had rings of these people, cabals, you might say, from San Francisco and elsewhere, who would spend weeks phoning us, cursing us, using the most horrible profanity and language, attempting to divert us from speaking whatever we feel that God wants us to say. But I've always believed Jesus Christ when he said, blessed are you when men persecute you for righteousness' sake and for his name's sake. Blessed are you. So bring on the persecution, I suppose, because I love to be blessed. Today we're going to talk about not just the Jews. A lot of people say, oh, I bet he's going to talk about the Zionists. I expose them. But it's interesting that rabbis, for the most part, believe it or not, are homosexuals. I find a disturbing number of Christian, at least they call themselves Christians, they're not, of course, pastors, youth leaders, choir directors are also homosexuals. But most of all, perhaps, is the Hollywood crowd, the TV and movies crowd, homosexuals, perverts. And they are exceeded probably only by the political circles. And there you find the most, I guess, I don't know how to put this in the vernacular, the most homosexuality for your bucks, if you're interested in spending money for such trash. I believe it's necessary to expose a homosexual conspiracy against America, because this is a nest of individuals, both male homosexual and women lesbians, who are so opposed to traditional America that they hate the Constitution, they hate our founding fathers, none of whom were gay, none of whom wished to shack up with another person of their sex. If you can find anything different to me about the lives of John Adams and John Quincy Adams and Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Washington, please let me know, but I already can tell you, you cannot. I propose to you that a person who is a homosexual is, as the Bible says, turned over to a reprobate mind. That means they are possessed body and soul by Satan. They cannot do good. They cannot do right. They cannot do admirable things for our nation, because their body and soul are possessed by Satan, and they will do as their father in hell directs them. No man, no woman into homosexuality can be a good person. You understand what I'm saying? They may do some good things, but basically they'll be so perverted that they are just led. It's almost like they have a rope around their necks, and they are led into doing evil, and part of that is destruction of Christian moral values. And I might add, even Islamic moral values, but not Jewish moral values, because the Jews teach today in their Talmud and in many of their congregations, their synagogues, that homosexuality, to use another vernacular term, is just okie dokie. Well, homosexuality is always in the news because the small minority of Americans who are homosexuals have now, with the use of the press, yes, and most of the gentlemen and women in the press are homosexuals, and certainly their homosexual supporters, have now convinced most of America to be politically correct and to accept, to condone, even to acclaim homosexuality as a gift from God. You see this all the time, and many churches have adopted this spiel. In a website called The Daily Beast, and maybe even the name there is revealing, although it's a very popular liberal website, a man named Andrew Sullivan, that has a TV commentary program, by the way. I think he's on CNN or one of these other trashy liberal station networks. Andrew Sullivan. I understand he's gay. And he was commenting about Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper is a very rich man from a very rich family, very wealthy family. And as you know, he's got a program, the Anderson Cooper Show, on cable news network, and he has another one on some other network. And he recently came out of the closet and said, quote, "The fact is, I'm gay." Well, I don't know. I guess a lot of people were shocked. Oh, really? You're gay? But we here at Power of Prophecy told you this months and months ago, that Anderson Cooper was, as they say, again, I love to use the vernacular. Sometimes cliches work wonders. Good language. He's queer as a $3 bill. Okay, I said it. Tex, you're bigoted. You're horrible. You're saying bad things. You're calling homosexual queers. Folks, they call themselves queers. In fact, there's a TV show, one network, something about queer eyes for the, I don't know what it's all about. But they glory in perversions. They themselves say, yes, I'm queer. So what? Well, today we're going to talk about so what. And we're going to go all the way to the White House, because I'm going to propose to you that the last three presidents of the United States that we have had in the White House have been bisexuals. Bisexuals. Now, when somebody calls a man a bisexual or a woman, basically they're homosexuals. And to use the vernacular once again, they swing both ways. That's just the way they roll. I guess they roll left and then right and then into the arms of a man, into the arms of a woman. Perverts. Perverts all. Now, Anderson Cooper says, the fact is I'm gay. Well, Anderson, I already knew that. In fact, anybody can just look at you and your little bitty affectations with your hands and such and see that you're not any NFL football star who's hetero. And by the way, there are a few sports athletes and such that we know, even in the NFL football ranks, that are gay. But I propose to you that there are probably fewer gay people among the football ranks than there are in Hollywood and Washington, D.C. Believe me, that's true. I haven't checked out the Washington, D.C. Redskins lately, Team Jerry. Jerry's a football referee, championship football referee. But I think you probably find it less in the sports area than in others. I know there's women tennis stars, Martina Navratilova and all the others that are gay. But it's not as common as these areas. So Anderson Cooper's gay. Big deal. We're not surprised. But here's one that sort of surprised me. I don't even know if it's true. And I'm not going to check into her personal life. But I got a letter, and it's not the first letter. I've got numerous letters about the Christian Word of Faith teacher, the prosperity preacher named Joyce Myers. Now, forget for a moment about the fact the Bible says that women are not to teach men, okay? And I believe the Bible. And you can say, well, that was back then, Tex. Oh, shut up. The Bible is permanent, okay? That's just the way it goes. You can't change the truth. In any case, I got this letter. I want to read it to you. It says, I find it strange, but I have many gay and lesbian friends who absolutely love televangelist Joyce Meyer. They buy her books, watch her television show, and go to see her live and in person when they get a chance. I was even invited to go by one lesbian friend, but I declined. And you know, I've checked out Joyce Meyer from time to time, and she has all the looks of a gay, but that doesn't prove she is. She has hairstyle that's gay. She talks like a gay. Her audience is almost all women. And when you look at them, the camera pans on them. Most of them look gay, butch, and so forth. I checked out some of the things she said, and I found one of her quotes quite interesting. She blasts Christians who oppose gays and gay sex. That's all I can say here. She says, quote, history has taught us. Not so, but let's see what she says. History has taught us, says Joyce Meyer, that we cannot and should not excuse those who would hide behind religion and misuse God's word to justify bigotry and persecution. In other words, she means against lesbians and homosexuals. So if you oppose homosexuality, you're a bigot who's persecuting them. And she says history proves that you're just hiding behind religion. Yeah, like Jesus Christ. Like the Apostle Paul, who said that the effeminate would not enter the kingdom of heaven. Effeminate men will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, you probably see on television a lot of effeminate men. So don't tell me it's a gift from God. It's a gift from hell. Satan has a lot of gifts he wants to give people, and he does. By the way, there's even a website called thelesbianconservative.com, and they appear to love Joyce Meyer, too. Well, you hear her preaching, quote, unquote. And by the way, I've listened to three or four of her sermons, so to speak, and every one has been how you can have more money. God wants you to have money. And I guess he wants you to have lesbianism and all that too. I'm not sure. She keeps a little quiet profile on this. And again, I don't know what she does in her bedroom. I don't care. I'm not going to check up on her any further than I've just told you. But even non-Christian observers are saying, looks like she's a lesbian. You know, folks, the Bible says abstain from the appearance of evil. She puts on all the appearance of lesbianism. Okay? Now, you know, if I wore a dress to my next meeting and painted up my face to look like a lady and wore a long wig, I don't want to be upset then when somebody says, you know, that Tex Mars might just be homosexual. I mean, come on. Don't complain. You know, again, another vernacular old saying. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, well, okay. Well, then we get into people like Carrie Underwood, American Idol winner, no doubt a fantastic singer. I love that song, Jesus Take the Wheel. So but I was not surprised. Now, I'm not saying she's gay, don't get me wrong. But after all, she wants to stay on top in the record business. How do you do that? Well, you have to approve homosexuality. You have to tell the Hollywood crowd and the Nashville crowd, oh, yes, it's okay to be a perverted queer. Well, Carrie Underwood did not disappoint me in that. It seems that Christian country music superstar Carrie Underwood is going all out to make the lesbos and the homos happy as a peach pie. She was over in the United Kingdom. And the newspaper, The Independent, maybe she thought you and I wouldn't read it, but I read all these foreign press things, and that's why I keep up with them. I let you know about them. But Underwood told The Independent newspaper of London that same-sex relationships and marriage is just dandy with her. But if you don't believe me, I'd like to read it to you exactly, okay? Here's what Carrie Underwood said in this interview when she was asked, did she support same-sex, that's male and male and female marriage? She said this, quote, I definitely think we should all have the right to love and love publicly the people that we want to love. And then she goes on to say, our church is gay friendly. And then she says, above all, God wanted us to love others. Isn't that nice? Now, I see there in two sentences, she's used the word love four times. But she's not talking about agape love. She's not talking about Christian love and charity. She's not even talking about love between a man and a woman as husband and wife. She's talking about demented, perverted, unnatural sex acts between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. Carrie Underwood is as idiotic and ignorant of God's word as, well, probably Liberace and I don't know who else is. Name your favorite gay man or woman. Maybe Hillary Rodham Clinton. Our church is gay friendly. What is being gay friendly? Now, folks, I'm a pastor of Bible Home Church, BibleHomeChurch.org. You can listen to my sermons every week there on BibleHomeChurch.org. And I think we're gay friendly. I invite every gay person in the world to listen in and discover what God said about gays. In fact, I recently wrote a letter to Jerry Brown, governor of Oklahoma, California. Don't want to get that in that briar patch. Don't want to blame Oklahoma for California. Oh, no. Not the state of nuts and, well, anyway, you know, fruits and nuts. Okay, anyway, let's get to Jerry Brown, the governor of the state of California. He and his legislature recently passed a new law which requires homosexual training classes in gay history for schools from elementary all the way to high school. So your little tot, your little tyke, your little child, 6 and 7 years old, goes and learns about how the gay men do each other. I'm sure they're going to show drawing as they go up. By the time they reach junior and senior in high school, they're going to show two men getting it on and two women doing it together and say, see, this is the way they do it. And it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly natural. Well, it's not. But what is a school teaching this anyway? Our kids can't even read and write and do mathematics. I mean, we're behind on everything in the schools. And we have these weird, strange, demented teachers and educators with the legislators and the governor backing it, trying to teach our kids how to do homosexual sex and saying it's okay. Gays have done it throughout history. Yes, I know they've done it throughout history. It's in the Bible. If I lived in California, I wouldn't want my grandkids or kids learning about gay history. I can teach it to them by using the Bible. In fact, I wrote a letter to Jerry Brown, who, by the way, has been hinted about as being a little bit gay-friendly himself, if you know what I mean. He went to a Jesuit school to be a priest, but he didn't make it through the curriculum. I don't think he got married all this time. Wonder what he does with his spirit. But anyway, let's talk about this. I wrote Jerry, and I said, Jerry, I've got a master's degree in education. I know all about curriculum development. And it's a splendid idea to teach kids gay history. In fact, I would like to be appointed. If you'll make me the curriculum director of California's school system for gay history, I'll develop a wonderful curriculum teaching kids the history of the gay movement. And I won't even charge you. I know your state is about broke. You're going bankrupt now. So I'll be the curriculum director for the whole state of California school systems. It'll be thrilling, my classes, for the kids. Don't you think that was kind of me, dear friends? To volunteer to be the curriculum director, to teach gay history to kids? And I told Jerry, I said, Jerry, I call him the honorable governor, of course, the state of California, Mr. Jerry Brown. I said, my very first lesson from gay history will be how God solved the problem of homosexuality in two ancient cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think the kids would enjoy hearing that. They love excitement. They love adventure. Don't they? They love these action films and the fire and the brimstone and all kinds of stuff going on, like Star Wars. The kids would love to hear that there is a gay history and God is involved in it. And here's what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. These perverted homosexuals were so bad off, they thought that two angels who were visiting the family of Lot were people they could have sex with. That they were angels, but they were in men, good-looking men's, you know, shells, you might say. They were visiting Lot's house, these two angels. But to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they looked like just handsome men, but they were angels. And they began to gather outside and demonstrate and beat on his doors and his windows of Lot's home and say, send out those two good-looking men. We want to have sex with them. Lot said, well, how about my daughter? Why don't you take her? She's a virgin. She's never had relations before. Why don't you take her? Now, some people say, wow, he offered up his own daughter? No, you have to understand the story. Gays, perverted gay men are not interested in women or girls, virgin or not. They want other men. They wanted the two angels. And so Lot was making fun of them. He was mocking them. Why don't you take my daughter? Well, we don't want her. Send out the two angels. Well, they didn't say angels. They said men. Well, I'd like to tell kids what happened next. I'd like to explain in history lessons in California schools that God was so furiously angry over this incredible, monstrous, satanic conduct by the homosexuals that he told Lot, get your whole family and get out of that place. I am going to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you don't even look back as you leave town. And you know, God did. He rained fire and brimstone, huge rocks, boulders, gigantic fire from heavens. And it destroyed those cities. That's how God handled the homosexual problem and the people that accepted it. Carrie Underwood, you're an acceptor. I'm not saying you're a lesbian. You may end up with this kind of attitude. Your heart's not right with God. You may end up being that way. I'm gay friendly too. I want all gays to come to know Jesus Christ. And when they do, they will change. They'll become a new person. They won't be gay anymore. Because as Paul said, the effeminate will not enter the kingdom of heaven. By the way, Carrie Underwood said, it's not about setting rules or saying that everyone has to be like me. We're all different. That's what makes us so special. We have to love each other and get on with each other. It's not up to me to judge anybody. Well, it looks like Paul judged somebody. It looked like the Old Testament, God judged somebody, but you're not of God, Carrie Underwood, if you don't want to judge somebody. In fact, in the New Testament, Jesus directed exercise righteous judgment. In the text, it says in Matthew, Jesus said, judge not. Read what he said. He said, don't judge in an unrighteous way, because in the same manner in which you judge, you will be judged. If you're a homosexual, don't go be out there pointing fingers and saying, that man or that woman are homosexual. That's what's wrong. And in the very next verse in Matthew 7, Jesus said, but make sure that you don't cast your pearls before swine. You got to know who the swine are. Who are the hogs? Who are the pigs? They're the homosexuals. And you're to know who they are. Paul said, for we're not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Carrie Underwood, you are ignorant of the devices of the devil. But you're gay friendly. Does that mean you approve gay sin? Yes, it does. That's what you said. And it's even good to love publicly in a gay style, you said. Love publicly. You want them to do it openly. That's what they wanted to do to those two men who came, who were really angels in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God burned them to a crisp and destroyed them all for that very sin. The public expression of an evil sexual conduct. Recently reading the book, we're offering it through the ministry called The Gods of the Lodge. We're offering it. In fact, we published it. The author is former attorney Reginald Haupt, Jr. Hope, I think his name is pronounced really. H-A-U-P-T, German for hope. Reginald C. Haupt, Jr. H-A-U-P-T. I was very privileged to write the foreword, the introduction to the book, The Gods of the Lodge. And you find when you study secret societies that probably a majority of the men, particularly in secret societies, turn out to be homosexual. Isn't that interesting? They enjoy the company of men. Now, there's nothing wrong with men enjoying the company of men. I mean, men go hunting, they go places together. That's fine, and that's just okay. But when I say they enjoy the company of men in these secret societies, well, I think you know what I'm suggesting. It's a different kind of keeping company. Now, if I tried to keep that company with Jerry Barrett, who's my program producer here, I think I would probably really regret it. And I really don't want to have two black eyes and a broken arm. So, and not only him, his wife, Leslie, she'd probably join in. I think I'll pass that up, Jerry, but not because of what you and Leslie might do and being angry. And I know you'd be disappointed in me as a Christian friend and leader. The fact is, though, that this is something God tells us not to be involved in. Don't do it, but more than that, don't condone it. Don't accept it. Recently, talking to a friend and his wife said, well, I just don't see this in Hollywood like you do. I said, really? You don't see the homosexual themes and them putting it in our face, rubbing it in our face all the time. I watch a lot of TV, she said, and I don't see it at all. Really? Well, name some programs you watch. And she named programs. And I went, okay. I wrote them down as she was talking. See, there was Dancing with the Stars. There was Glee. There was Desperate Housewives. And there was a program called Mad Men. And then I said, okay, now think back. Okay, so I didn't know about all these programs. I never saw Glee or let's think of each of these programs. Do you remember any gay themes, gay actors, gay characters? Well, yes, that's right. There was that in Glee. Yes, there was that in Mad Men. Oh, there was that in Desperate Housewives. Every one of them had gay themes. I said, now in your everyday life, do you come up with a lot of gay characters? No. Well, there you are. Hollywood is pushing it. I guess you're right, she said. Yeah, I guess so. As Carrie Underwood, that's why she was asked that question. And I think they enjoyed the fact there at that newspaper that rather than being the good Christian girl that she should have been, she just gave in totally to the gay community. She became politically correct on behalf of the devil. And that's very sad. And when we return in a minute, we're going to talk more about these secret societies. I'm going to talk particularly about the most recent Supreme Court decision about homosexual Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who was nominated for Supreme Court by homosexual or bisexual, whatever you want to call him, George W. Bush, who was vetted, that was mean, is looked over and approved, first by Karl Rove, presidential advisor in the Bush White House, homosexual. He gets thick, doesn't it? We're going to talk about them, how the Illuminati, the secret societies, have infiltrated America. For example, John Roberts is a member of the Knights of Malta. We'll talk about them and their homosexual proclivities. Then we'll get back to the Jews. And we'll probably even get in President Obama. There have been accusations about him being a homosexual. Is he one? We'll discuss that when we return. This is Tex Mars. We're looking at the homosexual, the nest of homosexual deviants who run America. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This text Mars again. You know, folks, it's always great to be with you here on Power of Prophecy and to discuss topics that are not only controversial, but I mean fire hot, fire hot. And I like these kind of topics. I like telling the truth. I don't want to run away from controversy. Jesus never did. You know, there was an IRS agent that audited our ministry some years ago. That's right. We've been audited by the IRS and harassed by the FBI and everything else. But we're still here. We're still going. And he asked me, by what authority did I expose secret societies and the Roman Catholic Church and so forth? And he specifically mentioned the Masonic Lodge. He said, by what authority do you expose such, listen to this, noteworthy secret societies and groups? And I picked up the Bible on my desk. And I told the IRS agent, well, this is my authority. And I said, would you like me to read the verse that gives me the authority? No, 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 no. He says, we of the IRS don't want anything to do with that Bible. Well, I could understand that. But probably if I'd have had Anton LaVey's, the Satanic Bible, he may have wanted me to read that to him. I'm not quite sure. Well, I like to expose evil things. And that's what the IRS agent saw, and he didn't like it. But he didn't realize that we're empowered by God to expose evil. The Bible says in Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, it says, have no part with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means unmask them, expose them. Paul, the apostle, said, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Well, a lot of people like being ignorant, but a true Christian should never be ignorant. Now, folks, I'm not saying you should immerse yourself in evil and find out every last little detail about it. But, for example, you might want to get our books and our videos here at Power Prophecy. We do that for you. We've been empowered by God. We're protected by God. Our newest books, The Gods of the Lodge and The Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, will help you to understand why these secret societies such as Freemasonry and the Bohemian Grove exist, who are the members of them, how they affect our daily lives. And you'll learn about the seedy and sordid homosexual-related rituals of such groups as the Bohemian Grove. So you don't have to go visit these groups yourself. For example, the Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, one of the books that we're offering is by Michael Hansen, who actually snuck in and with his video camera found out what was really going on at the Bohemian Grove, where all these people from Ronald Reagan to Richard Nixon to the German Chancellor, yes, both of the Bush presidents, even Jimmy Carter, have been either visitors or members of the Bohemian Grove. In fact, the list goes on. Newt Gingrich. I really believe this year they'll probably hide it, but I think they're going to sneak Mitt Romney in to speak to the Bohemian Grove. It meets, by the way, in the second or third week of July in the San Francisco area, about 50 miles from San Francisco, a little place called Monte Rio in California. Maybe Governor Jerry Brown will visit this year to tell him about his exciting new gay history program for the public schools. Because there's a lot of gay stuff going on there. My good friend Mike Hansen tells us in this book, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, that these gay men, and are we not talking about the Bush presidents, George Sr. and George Jr., George W., that is? Many of these men were actually committing hedonistic, satanic, homosexual acts right in public. Amidst all the trees, they would just go hand in hand and walk off just 5 or 10 feet. And under one of these big redwood trees, they would start their sexual acts, exhibiting themselves before others. I mean, what horrible individuals. They even had a satanic ritual where they worshiped a great owl, the OWL. It brings you back to the worship of the great fire god Baal or Moloch in the Old Testament that Stephen the martyr talked about in the book of Acts, that the ancient Hebrews worshiped and sacrificed their own children to. And yes, at the Bohemian Grove, they have either it's a ritual, and whether it's an effigy or a real person, Mike Hansen could not say for sure. But there is a part of the ritual where they actually sacrifice a human being to the great God of fire. Wow. Of course, in Freemasonry, in one of the rituals, the candidate lies in a coffin in a supposedly risen by the grip, the strong grip of the lion's paw. Oh, it sounds so exciting, doesn't it? But in fact, there are homosexual and sexual connotations in the Gods of the Lodge book that explains it in Freemasonry. You'll find out all about that. John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, is a member of the group called the Knights of Malta. He recently flew all the way to the island of Malta in the Mediterranean and no doubt had some experiences, let's just say, behind the walls of the headquarters building of the Knights of Malta, which is co-headquartered in Rome in the Vatican and also on the island of Malta. Well, we'll talk about John Roberts in a minute and why he has given us Obamacare, which is certainly an unconstitutional act, but a tax upon Americans. That's perfectly okay, says Mr. Homo Man himself, John Roberts. I want you to have this book, The Gods of the Lodge, by Reginald Hope. And I want you to have the book, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, by Michael Hansen. Now, let's see, Jerry, what are the prices of these two books? I can tell folks. $18 for the book, The Gods of the Lodge. Folks, it's been revised. It's a special edition. I wrote the foreword for it. It's just come off the press. You need the book, The Gods of the Lodge. It tells you what each of the degrees of Freemasonry means. Their titles, their names, and what goes on in the lodge. How they worship the ancient pagan gods of Babylon, Greece, Rome, and so forth. So for a total of just $18, and then please add $5 shipping and handling, $23 total, you can have the book, The Gods of the Lodge. There's no other book like it, and that's why we published it. Now, there's also Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. It is 448 pages. Wow, huge book. By Michael Hansen, photojournalist. A lot of photos in here, never before published in a book. You'll see both of the Bushes right there at the Grove. You'll see President Ronald Reagan, Nixon. You'll see actors from, unfortunately, Clint Eastwood. Even the guy that sang the country song Margaritaville showed up there one time. Newt Gingrich. Yeah, all the boys of the Bohemian Grove and the horrors that go on there, including the homosexual sex and so forth, and worse even, if that were possible. Now, that book is $30. That's the whole book, 448. Please add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $35. Jerry's always over here correcting me. You know, I don't keep up with the money things in the ministry. I'm not worried about that. And all the royalties that I get go right back in the ministry. I don't see them. I must be the only author in the world that doesn't get royalties on his books. I just put it all back in the ministry so we can keep going. And that's what's needed in this ministry. As well as your help, your love gifts and donations and tithes and offerings. So, let's see again, we're going to go through it. $23, including postage and shipping, for The Gods of the Lodge book, or $35 total for Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. Here's how to order these books. Phone us during the work week, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can go on our website, that's powerofprophecy.com, or textmars.com, and you can order the book right there with PayPal, your charge card. You can also write to us. Just write to Text Mars or to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We've been here well over a decade. I think about 15 years, 18 years, some incredible number of years, this location. We own this building outright. The ministry does, because we don't want to be beholden to anybody. And that's why my royalties go here, so we can pay for this building. In fact, a bunch of Juan and my life savings went into this building that we've been using for the ministry, because we just love the ministry so much. But I thank you also. You know, Jerry, the folks out there helped us to build that addition. We had the addition, we added so many square feet, and then we had the two outbuildings there that are like storage areas for the books. We had both of those built, and people were generous enough to give to us. So combination of Juan and I and from our life savings, the good people giving, we were able to pay for these properties, and we own them. No bank's going to come back and rip us out, you know, with a mortgage or whatever, and that's why we're able to continue as we are. Once you start borrowing money and such, you get deep in debt, and then things turn bad on you. And we don't want to do that. We want to be good stewards of God's money. And, you know, every month it's like, you know, catch as catch can. We don't know whether we're going to go ahead or back. It's in the black or in the red month to month. But I know one thing, folks. We've been here for, I think, 26 years. Not just in this building, but in another building before it. We've been around for 26 years in this ministry. Boy, they have tried to shut us down. We've been threatened by congressmen. We've been visited by the FBI, the IRS. I'm sure the Jewish ADL has sent investigators down. I say I'm sure. I don't worry about it, but no doubt they have. But we just keep going. You know why? I've always said it. I have a bodyguard. The ministry is watched over. Do you know, folks, the Bible says that God appoints angels to watch over us? He does. And that's why I come to work every day, most days at least, and either I'm working here at home, and you know what? I love it. And none of it scares me at all. It's my job. It's my duty. It's my ministry. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about the homosexual nest that runs America. Yes, many are Zionists, but some aren't. Secret societies. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts surprised everybody with his Obamacare vote. But a gentleman's already written me, said, Tex, didn't surprise me because I got your tape and your CD entitled White House Bordello, in which you exposed the fact several years ago that George W. Bush and his cohort and henchman, Karl Rove, his chief political advisor, are reputed to be known homosexuals. What? But George Bush is married. He's married. Well, hey, a lot of them are married. They cover up by marrying. It's their cover. Then no one suspects them. They even have children. Yeah, that's what homosexuals do. And then people say, well, they have children. They cannot be homosexual. Oh, yeah, they can. And they often are. Well, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts was nominated to the Supreme Court by bisexual President George W. Bush. And you know what? It's interesting, but he was chosen for the job primarily by Alberto Gonzalez, Bush's attorney general, and by Karl Rove. Now, I'm going to give you you know what the nickname of Karl Rove is? He was interviewed on Fox TV. And the interviewer said, Mr. Rove, I understand that the president, President George A. Bush, has given you a nickname, hasn't he? And Karl Rove smiled very, you know, slyly. Because this question was all set up. They wanted people to know, you see, those in the know. And Karl Rove says, yes. And he said, would you like to tell the audience what that nickname is? And Karl Rove said, yes, it's... Folks, if you have any children, don't ask them to leave the room. The nickname that George W. Bush called his chief political advisor, Karl Rove, was Turd Blossom. Turd Blossom. A flower that comes out of the, well, homosexual to the hilt. It's so sickening. It just disgusts you. You know, when he nominated Mr. John Roberts to be the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I went, oh my goodness, I knew this was going to happen. Let me tell you, I knew about John Roberts. Let me explain something. A few years back, there was a lawyer who led the charge for, in favor of, the gay movement. You know, the gay, lesbian, transgender organization. They filed suit in the federal courts to strike down laws that told them that gays could not marry each other. Gay, the same sex marriage. And there was an attorney who believed so strongly in the homosexual movement that he was a powerful attorney from one of the most powerful and influential law firms in America. And this attorney volunteered at no pay to represent the gay movement in striking down every law that prohibited or limited gays from marrying each other. Now, to think about it, he spent so many, it would have cost probably $1 million or $2 million for all the hundreds of hours this high flight attorney expended helping the gay movement to throw out the laws so that gays could marry each other and receive Social Security benefits and all veterans benefits and all other kinds of benefits for their marriage partners. Who would do such a thing? And he would be so strongly in favor of the gays and their Sodom and Gomorrah acts that he would volunteer to work for years on the case, free of charge. Would you like to know who that man's name, what his name is? Well, let me just give you a hint, friends. The man who caused the Supreme Court of the United States to throw out Texas state anti-sodomy act and so make it possible for gays to have sex in public with each other, to show their proclivities openly, and even to marry each other, that man's name is John Roberts. He is known throughout the gay world as a champion of gay rights, their hero. The liberals love this man. And he was named to the Supreme Court by George W. Bush. Then I found out that almost every Christian evangelical pastor and leader, all the televangelists, James Dobson and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, who was alive at the time, all of them backed this man. Paul and Jan Crouch, no doubt, you know, Jim Baker of the old PTL network, all of them supported Bush's nomination. Karl Rove interviewed him and told George Bush he'd make a great Chief Justice. So Bush named him. Well, you know, since he was a gay favorite, he's going to even win some of the Democrats over to him. And I don't know of one single Republican senator that voted against Roberts. But they all knew what he had done. They knew he was a homosexual activist. The man, like many gays, when they marry, they can't stand to have sex with women. So they adopt children. Roberts adopted children. It looks good. He's married. Oh, yeah, sure. Cover up. By the way, he's also a Roman Catholic, and he's a member of such groups as the Opus Dei and the Knights of Malta. Now, the Knights of Malta are basically a Freemasonic group, In fact, although they're a separate organization, there is a degree ritual, a degree title within Freemasonry called the Knights of the Order of Malta. So you can be brought in and inducted into the Knights of the Order of Malta through this ritual, this degree ceremony of the Masonic Lodge. But there's a separate organization also in the Order of the Templars for the Knights of Malta. The Knights of Malta are headquartered, a co-location in Malta, the island of Malta, which used to be the island of Rhodes, by the way, and also in Rome itself. Now, there is powerful, maybe more powerful than the Order of the Jesuits in the Catholic Church. So here we have this man, John Roberts, who single-handedly stuffed Obamacare down the throats of Americans. They said he changed his mind at the last moment. I believe he got a phone call from the head of the Knights of Malta, who currently is an Englishman named John Festing. And it just so happened that no sooner had he voted in the Supreme Court to give us Obamacare, and then he wrote the majority opinion, which, by the way, was passed by a 5-4 vote. So had it not been for Knights of Malta homosexual activist John Roberts, we would not be looking Obamacare in the face. And the greatest socialized medicine tax ever perpetrated upon mankind. Barack Obama will go down as the greatest socialist president and taxer in history. Or will it be George Bush who goes down in history? Was it not George Bush that gave us John Roberts? And even though it was Obamacare, isn't Obamacare pattern on Mitt Romney's Romney Care from Massachusetts? Yeah. So we have Romney, we have Obama, we have Bush, and we have Roberts. A nest. Folks, John Roberts. He told the press he knew there would be furor and controversy. So John Roberts issued a statement to the press after they had put out their opinion, you know, stuffing Obamacare down the throat of most Americans who opposed it. John Roberts said, well, I'm off to, listen, get this, quote unquote, an impregnable fortress to escape the furor. He wanted to escape the controversy. So he flew away right after the decision of the Supreme Court that shafted all of us. He flew off to Malta. In fact, in my newsletter this coming month, friends, you're going to see the picture of an article entitled Supreme Court Justice John Roberts Lauded by Knights of Malta for the Obamacare Vote. He went there to be recognized for his achievement. The Vatican has long had as its goal universal socialized health care. That's the goal of Pope John Paul II. It's the goal of Pope Benedict. It's the goal of the Jesuit order. It's the goal of the Knights of Malta. And John Roberts went along with the Pope in the Vatican and his Knights of Malta. And he flew off to the impregnable fortress. That's what the Knights of Malta and of Templars have always called Malta. When the Crusaders, the Knights Templar, lost in their battle with the Muslims, with Saladin, they lost the city of Jerusalem. They fled. And they went in hiding to the island of Rhodes or Malta. Now, it was at Malta that they found the first ancient ruins of goddess worship. And did you know that when George Herbert Walker Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev met on ships in the Mediterranean Ocean to forge the New World Order, it was at the island of Malta. And while they were there, you know, working out the details of this new world order that George Herbert Walker Bush had crowed about so much in his United Nations speech, Raisa Gorbachev, a very dedicated communist, she left the Soviet Russian ship and went on land. And the Knights of Malta met her and gave her a tour of the island, their island. The impregnable fortress, as John Roberts called it recently. But where did they take her? What would she be interested in? The souvenir shops? The hoity-toity, you know, female couture shops, you know, the makeup and purses and women's clothing and shoes? No. She wanted to go to the Knights of Malta Chapel, St. John's Chapel. A small chapel erected right at the very site where the ruins of the ancient pagan temple of goddess worship used to sit. And there, when you go in the front door, I saw this with my own eyes. She was wearing a red dress, communist red color, color of the whore of Babylon, red dress, as she entered with the Knights of Malta as her guards. And she entered and walked down the aisle, and knelt very silently before the statue of Mary. Not Jesus, but Mary. Mary represented the great goddess at St. John's Chapel. No doubt that's exactly where John Roberts went, and he and his Knights of Malta pals conducted secret satanic rituals right there on the Knights of Malta location. The Illuminati have been obsessed with sex, homosexual sex, for years and years. The old Knights Templar, their logo is a horse with two riders on one saddle. Get it? One back to, well, anyway. There was, under George Bush, a White House bordello. Known homosexual prostitute, right, a homosexual male prostitute, Jeff Gannon, was even given press credentials by the White House so he could enter the White House. And he would sign in any time, night or day. Who was he visiting? George W. or Karl Rove? Dozens and dozens of visits. Somebody said he would enter during the years that George Bush was president, that he visited the place over 200 times. A male prostitute. When you see the secret societies, go back and study them. Aleister Crowley of the Order, of the Ordo Templi Orientalis, homosexual. In fact, he had a ritual. This guy who called himself the B666, Aleister Crowley, the Satanist. And he brought in many Americans, even L. Ron Hubbard, who founded the Church of Scientology. Then Tom Cruise, the actor, Kirstie Alley, the actress, and others are members of. See, L. Ron Hubbard studied personally under Aleister Crowley, and he had a ritual called the Working of Babylon. And if you participated in it, you could become a god man. What was that ritual? It was the homosexual act. They did it as a religious ritual. They had carried out the homosexual act, and they call it the Working of Babylon. And they said, do this act, and our god, Satan or Lucifer, will make you a deity. Jacques de Molay was known way back in the medieval period as one of the most perverse of homosexuals. He was the Grand Master of the Knights Templar. He was burned at the stake. What was his crime? Sodomy. Did you know in the Masonic Order today, there is a Order of the de Molay's group? It's the youth. And Billy Graham has endorsed it. Right on the back cover of the book called The Clergy and the Craft, Billy Graham praises this order of de Molay's. And Bill Clinton was a member of it as a young man. I'm sorry I didn't have enough time to talk about Barack Obama, because there is absolute proof that he and members of the church where he went, Jeremiah Wright's church, was nothing less than a homosexual nest. Three of the members there were found dead, two executed, because they were afraid that they would expose Barack Obama's homosexual activities. Oh, I've got a lot on that, a lot of stuff. And in coming months and weeks, we'll look into that. This is Tex Mars. We've been looking at the homosexual nest that is destroying America. It's in Hollywood. It's in country music. It's in all kinds of music. It's among black pastors and white pastors. It's in the White House. Watch out for it. And friends, now more than ever, we need Jesus Christ in our lives. We need to stay with the Bible and the scriptures. And we will never fail. This is Tex Mars inviting you each week at this time to tune in and discover the power of prophecy.